Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in. Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back. Welcome to a new week. I feel like the fires are still crazy in LA.
What a start to the year. Like
talking to one of the girls that we did a donation for, and I think she said that it's still only like less than 20% contained. And then the other girl that I talked to in LA who does the firefighter drops, like they're still like doing so many donations and saying there's so many firefighters going through that command post per day, like, and it's crazy.
Oh my god, that's like really crazy. That,
and I feel like the media is kind of already
okay. It says 56% contained, okay, but still, like,
but that's crazy that like 50%, almost 50% is still not, yeah, like that's crazy.
I can't find another one. Okay, Eaton is 81% and Palisades is 56%. So
okay, so it's like still definitely getting progress, there, but still.
It is crazy that it's been this long and it's just still burning.
Yeah, and it's, I feel like I've been seeing a lot of things too where it's like there's so many donations out there, but it's hard for the people who are affected to like get to those places, and then also where are they gonna put it, and it's like a whole thing. So
I feel
it's
like
just,
donating money right now is really super helpful and helpful. Because a lot especially of these people don't have like, somewhere to put it, like all the donations.
Well, and I feel like too, a lot of people really, really want to help, but it's like new clothes is like it's, I feel like it still has to be more on the newer side, not used and worn. And I feel like a lot of people don't really think about that. They're just like, oh my gosh, like I'll do a closet clean out, just like all this stuff. But it's like, you know, these people deserve new stuff too. So
yeah.
I feel like a lot of brands are donating, and there's that Google link with all the brands you can apply to. Also, the girl that I did the drop off for in San Diego that we collected donations for, she said she applied to the Airbnb thing where you could get like an Airbnb for free first or whatever. And she said she got denied, which was like, kind of crazy. Because she, like, wasn't in the location. And I'm like, well, yeah, no one's in the location because they all evacuated. So she said she reapplied and she's waiting to hear back. So, yeah, because it's hard to look for an apartment when you're not there. But she has to find somewhere to live. And then, obviously, they're dealing with price gouging. And, yeah. So, definitely crazy. But yeah, so make sure you guys keep sharing, keep supporting if you can. I feel like they're still dealing with that, and obviously rebuilding and just all that is going to take a while. So
yeah,
sending love to LA and still thinking of everyone who's been affected. We just wanted to touch on that. And then this week's episode, of course, we're going to talk about the TikTok ban and all of our thoughts surrounding it, controversial and not. So we'll dive into that this week. But before that, just some updates and our influences. So I guess our main update is we are going to Aspen. And so freaking excited because, one, we've never been to Aspen, and I feel like I've been wanting to go for so long. It's just never worked, and we've always had other trips. And two, I don't know if we're so late to the game at this point, but I don't even care. I am so excited to go roll around in the snow.
Like, I know, I'm so excited too. I don't think it's too late, honestly. I feel like we have been talking about how Valentine's Day, even though it's still winter, it still feels like it's getting more into spring content. So
I know, I'm like, please slow down. I still need to get to the snow.
I know,
but we're doing that this week, so I'm so excited. And to do all the Aspen things, if you guys have recommendations, please let us know. I feel like we made a reservation at Catch because we just love Catch anywhere we go. And I want to go to the Kemosabe store. Where they do those custom hats. I feel like everyone always goes there. And I saw it on Real Housewives. I feel like it depends on the price and what the vibe is and like how I'm feeling that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it just it depends on the mood. So, but I do want to go and see it at least.
Yeah.
And just like experience it. And then also Revolve and Forward have a pop-up there. So I really want to go in.
Oh, I forgot and look about there.
Because I'm just like a diehard Revolve stan. I love Revolve so much. So if there's anything else we should do, I think we'll probably buy lift tickets and take photos in a lift thing, but we're not skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Après ski minus the ski.
Yeah.
So,
don't know how. Wish I did.
Yeah, I took a lesson one time and it was okay. But it's just like, it's so much work for what it is. I feel like if you're not good at it, it's such a hassle just renting all the gear, getting there, parking. It's always busy. It's pretty expensive and it's just like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if you guys have any Aspen recommendations, please let us know. We're so excited. It's going to be pretty cold when we get there. We decided to fly into Denver and then drive to Aspen just because the flights were pretty expensive to get to Aspen, and it's cheaper to rent a car and drive, even though it's going to take a little longer. We're going to meet up with our friend in Vail, which is about halfway, for lunch. So I feel like that'll be a good place to kind of break up the drive a little bit. And if the Aspen airport is anything like the Vail airport, I flew into that airport in the Vail one in the summertime where it wasn't crazy weather, and it was a small plane and it was so turbulent. I was unwell, so I can't imagine what it would be like flying into Aspen. I'm sure it's the same or worse with the turbulence and like the weather. Probably. Basically. And I feel like people get stuck in Aspen so often. Like flights are just canceled because of weather. So I'm hoping that it's better that we're flying through Denver, drive there, take our time, not be rushed, and then have a car. That was the other thing, is Aspen didn't have a ton of rental cars available. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't have Jeeps and we really wanted a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't have been able to do that either. So I feel like for what we're trying to accomplish, flying into Denver and driving was just the best option.
Mm-hmm.
So really excited about that. It'll be
pretty probably.
I know. Manifesting at least one snowfall. Like the snow actually falling. So
yeah, that would be great.
We'll see. I feel like you could never predict the weather. And last year we went to Canada to try to chase snow and it was just a struggle. It was rough out there.
It didn't snow, right? I don't think it actually snowed. No. But there was snow on the ground.
When we went onto the mountain.
Oh, right. I forgot. We like actually had to look.
It was
for
like
snow.
It was raining, not snowing. Oh, so yes, it was wet and cold.
It's all coming back to me.
And we were like on this mountain with
all
the kids.
Also, you guys, just like
out
a visual, this was actually insane of us. But you know, okay, we talked about these space saver bags a lot. Like the vacuum seal bags we used to pack in our suitcases. Okay, we had to go up on the ski lift, but we had like multiple outfits. So we literally like packed our clear vacuum seal bags with other outfits and went up. Like, no shame, just carrying around these like big vacuums.
And honestly,
we should have like taken a video of that because that was crazy.
It came in clutch though, because it started raining and everything in our vacuum sealed bags stayed dry.
Yes, so, true. That is very true. If we imagine if we brought like a tote. Honestly, we had no other option. So
yeah, that was
it was worth
crazy.
It. Yeah, we were very wet and cold there actually.
Yeah, but it's going to be pretty cold in Aspen, but the coldest place we've ever been is Winnipeg in Canada. It was, I think one of the days it was negative 20.
Yeah, it's so freezing
Fahrenheit.
Cold there.
So it was so cold.
I feel like I remember
it. So we can
do it. Yeah, it's just like shocking, but like, I don't know. I remember it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, it wasn't that painful. So I'm like, okay, we did that. This, like, it will be cold, but we will be okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
So yeah, so we're really excited for that this week. Get some snow content finally. I feel like we've been talking about it for weeks now. You guys are probably like, please just stop talking about snow.
But not yet.
Okay. So that's basically our update. I'm trying to think of anything else. My family was in town over the weekend, so I was just, we just kind of did family things, made some homemade Vietnamese egg rolls. Fine. Literally spent all day doing this. I think we made over 150 of them in the air fryer, and it just took such a long time, but they're so yummy. So they're literally crazy. My favorite thing, and I'm trying to learn the family recipe so I can pass it down and keep that in the family, you know. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, that's pretty much all we did this weekend. It was chill. So good family time.
Yeah, I don't really remember what I did, honestly. We had like dinner last night. Nothing like out of the norm. So yeah.
Just a regular weekend. Okay. Yeah. Well, what's your influence of the week this week then?
My influence of the week is, okay, tonight's dinner. And also, if you guys remember, I mentioned this a few weeks, maybe a few months now ago, but I was vegetarian / vegan for like 10 years. And this year, when did I stop this? Okay, I think it was like last year, like a few months ago.
You like were having like little bites of shrimp here and there occasionally, yeah, on trips.
Right. Try okay. It. Okay.
But yeah. I think you fully committed like last year was when you were like,
yeah, like end of fish. Last year. I feel like I full. Oh wait, no. Yeah, because
like a whole year. Running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. But recently, the newest addition to that is like all meats. No, I haven't really had much pork yet, but I don't know how I feel about that. But
oh my god, bacon?
Yeah, maybe I'll try that. But anyways, okay, I'm just trying to not like restrict anything. So anyways, now I've had red meat since the holidays.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was really excited. My dad like is obsessed with making tri-tip and brisket, and so I had my friend had a holiday party, and she's a cook, and she made like shredded brisket, and it was so good. That was really good. I really like that. And today I retried In-N-Out for the first time in like 10 years. Exciting, and it was great. It was just how I remembered. Yeah. I felt like it was really nostalgic. And it was exciting. So that's why
like
everyone's
making
of the week,
me crave In-N-Out right now.
Like, yum. It's honestly so good.
I know.
Like, it's just like crispy and fresh. I was like, wow, this is good. So, yeah, that's a new, fun, little, exciting thing in my life.
I love that. Now, when I get steak somewhere, you can try it.
I know, I will.
So exciting.
It is like definitely, it's funny. The textures of different meats are so different. Like, I finally got over my weird thing with shrimp. I'm not like a picky like texture person, but the shrimp thing was throwing me off because it's so chewy, but now I like it. But like red meat is very chewy. So
well, if you get what I usually like a fillet, and like those are definitely more tender. So like there's some meats that are super fatty, which makes them really chewy. And then some that are not.
Brisket is.
Yeah.
One of the two my dad made, I like couldn't stop chewing. And I, at that point, I was like, this is grossing me out. And I could not, like, I had to spit it out. Like, I was like chewing, I swear, for like a minute, like 2 minutes. I was like, this is like really gross. But it's only some parts.
Yeah. No, I feel like the less fatty parts, like a good filet mignon, love a Wagyu.
Yeah,
my vibes.
So. Yeah, it's just fun adding some spice to my life. I love it.
Wow. Okay, now I have to take you to my favorite steakhouse.
I can't wait. Okay, yay. So exciting. What's your influence of the week?
Okay, my influence of the week is kind of delayed because we got this box of treats from the Alaska Airlines trip that we went on, and it said bonbon on it, and I just assumed it was like a chocolatey puffy type treat inside. So it kind of sat on my counter for a really long time, and my family was coming in town this weekend, so I was just trying to tidy up and clean everything. This trip was the beginning of December, And the box was just sitting on the counter. And then so I finally opened it because I was like, I need to figure out what I'm doing with this, put it away, whatever. I opened it. My jaw was on the floor. Like, I was shocked. The box said Bon Bon on it, which apparently is this really yummy Swedish candy company from New York City. Oh, I don't know if they're from New York City, but this candy was from New York City when we went. And I'm just so confused how I feel like I've never seen anyone in New York talk about this. I'm so confused. I am such a, I have such a sweet tooth. I love candy. I love sugar. And like, it was so good. It was just this big bag of assorted Swedish candy. And I'm one of those people, I love freezing candy. I don't know. I feel like it just like makes it yummy. And so to my surprise, when I opened this box, it was just an assorted Swedish candy bag. And I
was
really literally good. So excited and shocked. I literally thought it was just chocolate something that I wasn't really going to like and like was just going to give to someone, whatever. And I can't believe I waited so long to open it because like it was a big bag. It was so good. It was a really like big bag. Why is no one in New York talking about Bon Bon?
Yeah, like do people in New York eat candy? Because like I feel like I'm not getting that vibe.
Right. Or is it just like a known thing that people don't talk about it because everyone just knows about it? Like is it
I'm about to
order another assorted pack online because
stuff in New York. Maybe that's why.
Like, I know. They have like multiple locations, though. I looked. Yeah, I was interesting. Like, I mean, they did. Where the heck has this been my whole life?
It was
life?
Like a party favor from the trip because they said it's like really popular. It's like the best one in New York. So I don't know.
I just don't know. It took me so long to open this candy box. So if you have a sweet tooth, if you like candy, I think they have chocolates too. Like you could probably order chocolate, but if you like sour candy, chewy candy, whatever, like it was so good. I'm actually going to immediately order another one. I just convinced myself because it was like, I just don't think we have anything like that here.
Also, unless side note, because you like freezing your candy, have you tried Fruit Riot?
No, I feel like I'm really delayed on this.
I mean, I don't know if I'm just a baby. I don't like love sour candy, but they're really sour in my opinion. So I actually can't eat them. Like it is too sour for me, but I feel like you would like it. Okay. Like the mango one is my favorite, but the grapes, there's like a grape one and a mango one. I think there's another version.
Where do you get them? Just
the
store?
Sprouts.
Sprouts.
Okay. Wait, I think Sprouts. Actually, I don't remember. I think it's Sprouts. One of those like stores, like Sprouts.
Okay. I will try that. But yeah, this Bon Bon candy changed my life. So good. Like it's giving that. Sugarfina kind of. Is that what it's called?
Sugarfina? Yeah.
But better.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I see what you mean by that.
Mm-hmm. So that's my current influence. I'm literally obsessed. I can't believe I didn't open that box sooner. Like, I'm so confused, but it was so
a fun
yummy.
Surprise.
So I forgot to mention it to you because I was like, did you give this to Josh yet? Because, like, it's so good.
He will love it. Yeah. Okay. No, he thought it was chocolate too. And then he opened it and he was even more excited.
Okay. I'm glad we had the same experience.
Yeah.
Just like, so excited. If I would have known, I would have taken another box home, but.
You know.
Yeah. No one's talking about bonbons. So, yeah. Okay. Well, that's my current influence. And now we can dive into this week's episode. I'm sure you guys are so interested in this topic. The TikTok ban or whatever you want to call it now and just diversifying your content. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like we're going to talk about TikTok first and just all the things. And then we'll talk about diversifying your content and the importance of it and all that. So I don't know, do you want to start the chat off? I feel like you're on TikTok more than I am, so
okay. Yeah, so like let's just do a little recap.
This has been a long time coming, right? Like this has been like,
okay, sorry, my mic cut out. Anyways, yes, I think it's been a long time coming. We've heard,
like, we knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew this was going to happen, but no one really knew how. Like, no one was giving anyone information. All we knew at this point was it was allegedly we were going to wake up on the 19th and it was going to be like deactivated. But there was also another rumor going around that we would still have access to it, but you just can't download it, which I guess is still the case right now. Like you just, it's not in the app store.
Right. Like, so it's not in the app store. You can't download the app and then it's just not going to have any updates. So eventually it'll get super buggy.
Yeah.
But right now it's, which is like, what had they had said all along? So I'm not sure why they completely shut it down for like less than 12 hours. I'm so confused. I
literally have so many questions.
There's so many conspiracies about this, obviously.
My biggest question is like, okay, did the whole US team get laid off? Because I've been seeing their videos. Right, because we've been to the TikTok
offices.
The people are posting, like, it was, like, their last day in the office. But I'm like, did they just lay off the entire team? And, like, why are people not talking about that? Like, where are those people? Like, why aren't they giving us the tea on TikTok? Yeah. I mean, maybe they had to sign. They probably had to sign something. I don't know. But I'm like, I don't know why that's my biggest question. Because I'm like, what? Did they just lay off everyone? Because I feel like that company or the headquarters was so big. There were so many employees. I know. There.
So many people.
But anyways, yeah. So last night, on January 18th. Saturday night, I was scrolling TikTok. I really was waiting until like,
also, they were not clear that this was EST time and not PST. I think everyone on the West Coast was a little caught off guard.
Oh, yeah. I saw that it was 8:30 EST, but I kind of just like was like, no way. Like, it has to be midnight. Like, why would they say the 19th if it's going to be the 18th? And then all of a sudden at like 6 p.m., our time, PST, it just shuts off. And I did not save anything. But everything's okay, that's like already thing. Saved from CapCut. But I didn't realize CapCut was going to go dark.
Right. So first of all, why CapCut? Because like, I get they're linked, but like it's still the editing. Like just cut the linking to TikTok out and just use it as an editing app. But also downloading the data, I don't understand the point of downloading your TikTok data, because for me, I don't edit in the apps ever because I just like have had such terrible experiences losing content that I spent hours and hours editing and it just disappearing or not lining, whatever, or like not posting or glitching when posting. So I just don't edit in the apps. Side note, I just saw that Instagram is coming out with their own editing
edits.
App. You have to pre-order. Like, does it cost money?
I know. So I was wondering
that too. So we have to pay for Instagram and then we have to pay for this.
Oh, I do. Oh my God. I forgot that I do pay for CapCut. This
episode is
going
to be wild.
I know.
Okay. So back to downloading the data. So I edit out of app. And then, so I download that. So I have the original video on my phone. Same. And then I post that directly to the app. And then for some reason, I have a setting on, which is fine. It doesn't bother me. But anytime I post a TikTok, it saves the TikTok version to my phone. So like if I put text on it or whatever, it saves that version of it to my phone after I post it. So I literally have two versions of the video. I have the original raw and then I have the TikTok version. So I'm just like, why are we downloading data if I already have all the videos on my phone anyway? And if TikTok is actually going away, brands aren't going to care about this data. Like,
I feel like people are they're downloading their data to post on other platforms. Because for the people that are doing this, it's definitely the people who were
so these are like diehard TikTokers.
Spur of the moment, taking a video, just posting it immediately. Like, they're not editing it.
Okay, see, but then my app like saves.
Yeah, I turned that off.
So then I have those.
So I don't know. Maybe people didn't. And then I feel like they're going to post all of this in... Did you see the whole Red Note thing? People were going to Red Note.
Oh my gosh. Is that the one where people are like, quote unquote, signing up for the Chinese army because you don't know the terms and conditions? That one? Okay.
Yes. I did download it and make an account just to see. And I was just very confused. I didn't see one other American on it. And I also, the whole thing is in Mandarin.
Oh, apparently, so random, Andrew told me this, that apparently that in China, a lot of their content or whatever is censored.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they have Facebook. I don't, like, they don't have access to, like, a lot of things outside of China. But then I guess all these Americans started signing up for Redno, and they were fine with that. So, like, this is the first time some, like, Chinese boys were seeing, like, what American girls looked like, and they were shocked because they had never seen American girls.
Wait, also, side note, on this app, you can't be a part of the LGBTQ community. Like, you get banned. Isn't that? Also, I'm like, okay, note, so we were just going to all
isn't go. Isn't the point of TikTok shutting down so that China doesn't have our data, yes, according to the government?
So that which is was why the they're shutting point it down. That so, like, Americans wanted to make. Like, they were like, F you, we're going to give all of our data to China anyways. And
okay,
the entire terms and conditions are in Mandarin. In so, like, you literally don't know what you're signing up for, which is, like, really funny. It was a funny meme. I feel like it was a funny bit going to Redno. I really don't think people are going to stay there, but it was wild, you guys. The culture is so different. Just in terms of, like,
On Redno?
Yes. Obviously, the LGBTQ thing is very crazy, like, from, like, how we live here.
Yeah.
Another thing, and I'm not, like, judging the culture at all. I know it's just different. It's just different. Just I was just personally shocked to see this. Girls, like, put their weights in their bio, and then they, like, make videos about their weight, and they're, like, 80 pounds. And, like, and then everyone is commenting, like, people promote content like that. Like, that's
seen as beautiful. Why does it sound worse than TikTok?
It was very wild. Yes, I did see so many videos on that. Like, there, I've never seen girls this skinny. I'm not even joking you. I've never seen it.
Well, I think Asians in general, like, a lot of Asian cultures and just Asian people are smaller.
Yeah, they're very, I think, yeah.
Like my grandma built small. Is tiny. Mm-hmm. She is so tiny. She is probably 80 pounds. Oh, you know what I mean?
True.
Like,
true.
She's so small. So it's like just
that's... So, like, their videos will just be, like, of their outfit, but, like, they put their weights in it. And then, like, if you go on their profile, like, it gets smaller and smaller. And I'm like, oh, how interesting. Like, we don't consume stuff like that. And, like, it's just very different. So, anyways, that was just, like, a tangent on what...
Okay, I feel like I've just been... I like TikTok's fine. I enjoy posting content there or a little different from Instagram to just kind of explore and try new things. But I feel like I wasn't honestly on the app that much this year to begin with because of the LA fires almost immediately starting at the beginning of 2021. And so I was just like not on the app. And then once I feel like everyone started freaking out about the TikTok ban, like, I get it, especially if that's your main platform, that's your main source of income, like, I would be freaking out too. But I feel like that, for me, for someone who is not that attached to TikTok, like, it was kind of, like, stressful for me because I'm just, like, everyone's literally posting about it going away. And then I feel like all those videos start to become a lot of clickbait where people just, like, want people to freak out and react and like get the comments and whatever. And then I feel like once it starts going clickbaity, I just cannot stand that or just can't handle it. Like, that gives me so much anxiety. I hate clickbait. So I just honestly was like, once that started happening, I was just literally not on the app. Like, I just want to post my happy little fashion videos and, like, you know, move on. So I was like, I honestly have not been on the app. I kept checking. But then
it got wild the last day.
Oh, yeah. And okay. Yeah. So then that's when there was like those creator confessions. I only saw a couple, but like, were people actually spilling tea or not? It's that clickbait, right?
Yeah. No, it was like, it was so funny.
Like, Sandra posted, was it Sandra?
Yeah.
And she's like, he cheated.
I mean, that was true.
Right.
And then the Duolingo guy, like, he finally took off, like, and showed who was under the Duolingo, and he was like this bald man. But okay, it was just funny because people came on today and was like, are y'all embarrassed? Because people were literally saying things that, like, ruined their career for no reason. No one asked them to. There's this girl, her entire account is like, her name's like Dumpling something. Like, her entire account is mukbangs, like, her eating like 80 pieces of sushi. And so she came on and was like, I didn't eat all the food. And everyone's like, what the hell? Like, it was that. And then there was this other girl. I think her name's Lexi Hidalgo. I'm not really, I don't think I know her. Or I haven't seen her content, but I guess she's a workout girl. And she said that she wouldn't actually do the whole workout. Like, it was just for content. And then the Meredith Ducks.
But that's kind of like, oh, okay. So real quick on the workout one, I feel like that's normal for the workout video people.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people don't really know how content works. Like, you're gonna, okay, like, you know,
okay, it's what, like, was morning, the Meredith one? Because, okay, I saw that come up, but then it went away. So I couldn't see it.
Okay. The Meredith one was, so Meredith Duxbury, she became very, very viral, mm-hmm, because she would apply, wait, her, she's makeup, the one who really threw crazy,
all the foundation on her face.
Yeah, so she, her and whole, like, thing was she would do 10 pumps of foundation. And it, I didn't think it was that crazy that she confessed this, but then I went back and the top video, if you search her name, is this video, and she's saying, like, she's debunking everything, and this was, like, from last year, and she was pretty much saying, like, yes, I use that much foundation, like, I am not lying to you guys. And then her confession was she would wipe it off. So people are like, hello, I blocked everyone who lies about their content. And it's just funny. I feel like it was a funny way to like end the app, but then now it's kind of embarrassing. I don't know.
Right. So everyone's freaking out, and then basically it goes away, and then 12-ish hours later, Sunday,
we're back.
It comes back, and but you still can't, it's not on the app store, right? So like if you delete, yeah, the app, like,
it's not
your,
on the app store.
Okay. So then everyone's just kind of back.
So yeah, everyone's back. And I get it.
Like if it did go away, it would be very dramatic and sad and unfortunate. But it just felt, because it came back, it just felt a little over dramatic. Like it was just like so crazy. And then Sunday, when it came back, that's all my stories were on Sunday, was that everyone was posting it was back. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like kind of TikTok fatigue over here. I'm trying to give the TikTok people their space, because I know this doesn't apply to me. I'm not a TikTok person. Like, I enjoy the app to try new content, to explore content, try different formats, and like post my cute little fashion videos. And I do save a lot of content. Like, I feel like there is a lot of good, valuable information. Yeah. And how people say, like, oh, TikTok is basically Google for me. So if you need to learn how to do anything, you literally can search it on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've saved so many like therapy related videos, yeah, or like same, quotes or therapists, whatever, like so good, love those videos, and like makeup tutorials. So I definitely use the app, but I'm just not super connected to it, so I don't know. But it was just, it felt like a lot for what it like what actually happened.
It's just like embarrassing for everyone, but like obviously we didn't know this was gonna happen, so like I felt genuinely embarrassed. I wasn't posting, like, not that people are embarrassing for reacting that way, I think it's very valid, but it's just embarrassing, yes, that the government did us like that. Like, that is so, are you kidding me? Like, they,
no,
made it,
that's,
such,
that's
a
the thing too,
deal.
Then it's like, why did they have to do that?
Why?
What was the point? When it's like, we have so many other issues as a country that need to be addressed and fixed, and for some reason, all the politicians united on this one. Like,
oh my
I'm
God,
just
yeah.
so, I could go down a whole rabbit hole on this. I won't, but it just blows my mind. And then we were also talking about, too, how the messages, like, every time mention.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to the support of President Donald Trump. And like, first of all, number one, he's not even president yet. Like, he hasn't been inaugurated yet. And two, it's like, why do you even need to mention the president about, like,
it was like three separate Andrew times
told me, too. I don't know if this is accurate, but I'm pretty sure that Biden said that he wasn't going to, like, uphold the, enforce it, basically. So, like, I don't think if they didn't actually shut it down, like, nothing was gonna happen. Because basically, I feel like with politics, I'm learning or realizing that laws are only good if they're upheld. Like, there are so many things that politicians do that are against the law, but if no one, like, enforces the law, then it, like, is fine. Like, bribes, taking money for, like you shouldn't be able to, like, give money to politicians, period. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's, like, politics and whatnot. But yeah, so the messages mentioning Donald Trump's name just felt so unnecessary, and it's obviously a tactic to make people like him, even though we all know he was the one who initiated the ban in the first place in, was it 2020? So I was talking to my husband about this, and he basically said if it was banned in 2020, it would have been more effective then, but because it's already gone on for so long, now there's no point to it really, because at the time, like, in 2020, the whole thing was, like, the Chinese are stealing our data, which I feel like they're already doing through so many other companies. Again, like, that's the point.
Yeah, like, Meta is literally
but, like, your literal iPhones are made in, Apple is, like, made in China. So, anyway. But, yeah, so in 2020, if it was banned, it would have accomplished what they were trying to do. But because so much time has gone on since then, it's, like, too far gone. It's, like, too late. And so that's, like, the weird part. But, yeah, so then people are now, like, he's all – obviously he's acting like he's the one bringing it back when, like, he was the one who wanted to shut it down in the first place. And I don't even know why his name is even on those things.
It just felt very weird and
– yes, people are saying it's, like, dystopian, like, it's very
– and – I don't know, people, yeah, there are a lot of theories. Like, apparently Xu, who's the CEO, he, like, took out CEO in his bio, like, of TikTok. And so people think that, like, Meta bought it because also the politician.
So that's not. The guy. I don't think that's going to be a thing. It's not going to be allowed because
that's Meta, like,
they're
monopoly,
already trying
right?
to separate. Yes, they're already trying to separate Facebook and Instagram. So there's no way the Supreme Court would approve for Meta to buy it, because I think Meta already tried. Like, I think we've already been down this road.
Okay. So, like, that would make sense, honestly. Because that's how Vine got canceled and, like, shut down, because Twitter bought Vine just to shut it down.
Yes. So, I don't think Meta's going to buy it. But then the whole Donald Trump thing saying, like, the American government should buy it. And then that opens a whole other can of worms, because, like, a government should not own a social media platform. Like,
yeah,
that is just so wild to me. I just don't understand. For me, I'm just like, why doesn't the US government come up with a set of rules that the app has to follow or abide by? And, like, if they can follow these rules, then it can exist in the US. That's my thing. Because I feel like that's how a lot of things are done in the,
like, what they're, like, taking and, like, what they're seeing and what they're using.
Yeah,
I think that's why, because, like, they're in a different country and they can't actually tell what they're doing. But I guess that's
a good point. But yeah, so definitely a crazy start to 2025 with this. And like also another thing too is if people had commissions in their TikTok shop, like, affiliate, what happened to that money? Like, did you have to pull that? Like, if you have not pulled out your money out of TikTok, take it out immediately.
Take
like
it immediately,
who knows what these politicians are going to do with this app. So get your money, get your coin, yeah, and like make sure you don't lose that. So I don't know. But I feel like it's just been very chaotic. There's been so much going on. If you guys have any TikTok ban thoughts, DM us, let us know. I just feel, yeah, like it's all very just weird. And I think the thing too is that this is just an extension. Like, I think this is just another 90-day extension.
So, like, in 3
until they figure out another solution. So, like, we will be doing this again in 3 months. So, that's why we wanted to talk about it on this episode and diversifying,
yeah,
your content and the importance of that. Because if we happen to get here again in 90 days, we just...
I feel like this is a good way... Like, this is, like, yeah, a good start to, okay, what is my game plan? How am I going to diversify, mm-hmm, it? And just chatting about how you can't really rely on one platform, even though,
yeah,
we all have our favorites. I feel like everyone has a favorite platform.
Yeah.
But it's so important to diversify your content and just, like, be posting it everywhere you can, really.
Yeah, and I feel like this was just a good little reminder. Like, this can happen, you know, every once in a while. And again, yeah, don't put your eggs all in one basket. And it doesn't mean you need to switch your priority or whatever. But I think just we talk about this all the time. Yeah. I feel like what's repurposing your content and just literally, like, again, if you have an Instagram reel, post that on TikTok, post that on YouTube Shorts, mm-hmm, post it on Pinterest. Like, really maximize your content, because then again, if TikTok, you know, were to go away, you could be also building up these other platforms on the side. That way your audience can know where to find you, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like creating an engaged audience, cross-promoting your platforms every once in a while. I feel like there's some people on TikTok that they were always really good at talking about their Instagram, promoting their Instagram, being like, follow me on Instagram for more, or it's even just simply in their bio. I feel like mm-hmm, it's always good to just throw that in every once in a while, and if not, just at least having it in your bio, having different,
yeah,
social media platforms in your bio. That way, if people are curious, they can just click on your bio. Like, if you have a link tree or if it goes out to your website, like, just having all your links in one place, I think that's really, mm-hmm, important. I feel like also you don't realize how many people are actually going to that link and clicking your stuff.
I feel like when I'm looking for stuff or people, like, I'm definitely like too, looking in their bio, looking for links. Like, same. I'm like, oh, I want to see this person's Instagram, and then I'll go there, and then if they post something, I'll be like, oh, I really want to buy that thing, and I click the link in bio to see if it's like, if they say, oh, it's on my Amazon storefront, I'll literally go click,
yeah,
their Amazon storefront, or, oh, it's on my LTK, like, I will go find that item.
Me
so
too.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a really good resource and something, if you haven't put on your 2025 goals or to-dos, I feel like this is something to definitely add in there. Like, I feel like I've seen people posting like, oh, this really inspired me to start a YouTube channel,
yeah,
or, you know, to kind of post this kind of content on Instagram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people were being kind of aggressive on Instagram this weekend, and it was also scaring me away. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, like, being, it's like, these are the new rules of Instagram. This is what we're doing now. And I'm like, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to log out, go touch some grass today, wait for everything to die down, and I will be back on Monday. So
funny.
Hopefully things will calm down now that it's back.
I think so. I feel like...
Question mark?
I feel like the balance is restored, honestly.
And like, I had literally really have not been on TikTok today. Are people posting like normal again?
Like, yeah, but also people are really funny today, because people are like, are you guys embarrassed for the people who no one asked to spill their secrets and you just ruined, yeah, your career? Like, I don't...
Did those people genuinely think?
And I have not seen those people post an update, or the update that they have posted, they're like, you guys took it the wrong way. Like, I'm not saying I didn't do all of that.
They're like taking it back.
Yeah, like, they're a lot of them are taking it back. Like, they're okay. Sorry, just one more example of this. Like, that one Restock girl, I've talked to you about her and I've showed you her, Kaylee. She's like a restocking, like the ice. She has like ice molds, and she always does videos on restocking her ice molds, and she has like literally 20. But then her confession was she never used the ice, and then she like went
what
back.
What does that mean? Like,
she was like, I never used the ice. So people thought so she would was make, just like throwing like, it away. But then she went back and was like, no, I wasn't like throwing it away. I just personally never used it. But like my husband would use it, or like someone else would use it. And so like, I don't really know what the point of the confession was.
Why would she not use the ice?
Yeah, it looks like amazing. And people, I think, were so intrigued by like, why the heck do you have this many ice molds? But that's also like
fun and cute.
That yeah, and that's also like, I think, the behind the scenes of content. So like a lot of these, I get it, because it's like, as content creators, we're not filming our morning routine as we do it. Sometimes we do, but like that would take me hours if I was actually filming and like putting up my, like sometimes I'll do it, but then I'll film parts of it, but then the next day I'll go back and actually take the time to like really hone in on like something I was doing. And Aspen Ovard, that was one of her confessions, that all of her morning routines were fake. And then she came back and was like, I thought you guys knew that. Like, and then she got a lot of hate for it. And then she came back and said, the morning routines are like what she would do, but it takes like a whole day to film and be exaggerated. And so like, that's what she would do. So it was interesting. I feel like everyone got a little BTS of like content creators.
So maybe people, maybe people just didn't realize how this actually works. Yeah,
some of them are crazy, and some of them it's like, if you're a content creator, you got it, like you get it. So interesting. Yeah, that's what the TikTok was today. Was like everyone talking about that.
So then do you think this week things will balance
I think
out,
things are gonna go back to normal,
as if like this never happened? Yes. Basically,
yeah, I feel like people will be talking about it here and there, but I think everything's going to go back to normal. I think content creators are going to be like the big ones who are making all of their money from TikTok. I think they're going to be hustling hard, because like they're probably really scared that they almost just lost their jobs. And like a lot of people said they were filing for unemployment, or they were applying for a job and interviewing. So,
okay, that's my question, is why are they doing that when the whole shutdown isn't official, you know what I mean? Like, things are still very uncertain, things are up in the air.
Yeah,
like, so they just feel like it's over and this is the end.
Like, I mean, I guess we really didn't get that many, like, we didn't get much information.
Okay, but then also, genuinely, do you think that's clickbait? Like, that's what gets me, is like, is that clickbait or is that genuine? I cannot tell.
Yeah, you really can't tell. I feel like I learned so many crazy stuff. Oh my gosh. Also with the creator confessions, like people were spilling tea. Like there's this one girl. Oh my God. I could talk about this for so long. But pretty much like I learned so much about like clickbait and people doing things for views. There were relationship accounts that one of them said they were not together. And like it was... like they built their following by being in a relationship. So okay, yeah, there is a lot of clickbait out there.
Doesn't that seem so exhausting to fake an entire relationship?
Yeah. Like it's like this crazy just out there. I feel like this kind of woke people up and opened their eyes to like, oh, we shouldn't take everything at face value. Like,
right. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, super interesting.
See, I think that's the thing that really bothers me about TikTok, is just the clickbait stuff. Like, sometimes it's obviously so very obvious and annoying, but I don't like the stuff that you can't tell.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, is this real? I don't know how to feel towards it because I don't know if it's real or not. Like, am I supposed to be, like, sympathizing with you, or are you just trying to get views?
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the thing that, like, really gets me about TikTok, so... Yeah. Okay.
Just but yeah.
So interesting.
I know. Anyways, back to our original point. So, making sure you have an engaged audience, cross promoting your platforms, and also if you can, if you don't feel that you have like nurtured a connection with your audience and maybe this kind of opened your eyes to like, okay, would my audience have followed me somewhere else if this did go away? Like maybe this is a good time to try to nurture that connection and that relationship and figure out what you need to do that. Because I don't know. I feel like everything about this does open up your eyes as a creator and what would I have done?
And also this could happen to any platform too.
Yeah.
So
that's like the scariest part. Like you never think it's going to happen. And then just like randomly.
Until it does.
Never thought what this would happen, but
yeah, I
mean, who knows? Who knows if it actually is?
Yeah. And again, I feel like we preach this so much about repurposing, but it's truly like just even starting accounts on other platforms, you never know what audience you're going to reach. So it's like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, podcasts, blogs. Like there are so many different things you can test out and try and then just pick a couple that really resonate with you. You don't have to be everywhere. I feel like picking the ones that you enjoy and like to do is better than spreading yourself too thin, trying to be on every single one. So unfortunately, I feel like we do all of them, but we have assistants who help us repurpose the content, which really does save a lot of time. So I said the video one earlier, but I'll say it again. So if you post a reel on Instagram or you post it on TikTok, post it on vice versa, post it on YouTube, and then post the video on Pinterest as well. And then you can actually, if you're into affiliate, you can post it onto your affiliate platform, whether that's ShopMy, LTK, wherever, and then tag your products and make commission so people shop it. Mm-hmm. And then same with photos. Like if you post your photos on Instagram, you can do a photo carousel on TikTok, switch it up a little bit, put those photos. Well, you can have a setting now that Instagram like immediately posts your post to Pinterest, which I kind of don't love because it posts each individual photo as a pin, not like the carousel as a pin, which is kind of annoying. But then posting your photo again to your affiliate platform that you use. And then even if you use affiliate platforms and you create graphics or collages, you can repost those onto your Instagram stories. You could post those on Pinterest. You could post those as a TikTok like photo carousel. Like there are so many ways. And I feel like if you're creating the content already, you might as well get the most use out of it. So it's like you might as well repurpose it. Do you remember when we went to the Clarins event, we talked to this girl and she talked about a website. I honestly think it was called repurpose.io. I don't know why that just came to me.
Maybe.
But she was talking about a website that
you
could log in, like put your content in or something and it would redistribute it on every platform or something. Do you remember that?
That's pretty cool. I just get scared logging into like
I know
stuff from
but if you're into that app, I feel like
that's
an option.
That's a good way to do it if you don't like have the time. I was gonna say I feel like it's good to switch up your content to like long form versus short form, like you do YouTube videos and short form content. So I feel like that also gives your audience like a little glimpse more into your life and like build more of that connection. I feel like everyone is running to YouTube right now. So I'm really not on YouTube, honestly. I need to like post shorts though. I've never watched a short in my life. Like I'm just wondering if people are watching YouTube shorts because I just don't think they are. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's just
like
me.
Maybe the YouTube people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's a good one to get on if you haven't already.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of filming content, what I usually do is say I'm at home and I'm filming outfit videos, you're wearing the outfit anyway. Yeah. So it's like I will do one video where I just like walk backwards and like show the outfit and like that will like be a story or my Instagram reel or like getting dressed, like putting the outfit together. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'll film like a talking video, either putting the outfit together or saying where everything's from. And then that will be like the TikTok version.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then you can like, you just do two videos. And then if I'm really going hard, I'll be filming a YouTube video as well. And then I'll do like, if I'm doing like a try on haul, I'll also have my YouTube get my Canon G7X set up, mm-hmm. and then I'll film the like YouTube portion too. So if I'm like being like really aggressive, like, I'll do that. Exhausting. And just like, it's exhausting for sure. But then I feel like when you batch content like that, yeah. it's so nice. Cause then I'm like, I don't have to create content for like 2 weeks. So that's mm-hmm. really nice. But the only thing that for me happens and I get so frustrated is like I forget about the content and then I never end up using it. Mm-hmm. And I have some content like that right now. So that was one reason I was kind of sad about TikTok going away, because I was like, wait, I didn't even get to post my cute burgundy outfits, like my burgundy outfit series mm-hmm. that I had planned, which I literally still need to do. So now that it's back, there's a fire under yeah. my booty to post my burgundy outfits. So... But yeah, I feel like that's how I kind of go about creating content when I'm batching, just to make sure I hit all the platforms. And then that's how I get like extra content mm-hmm. for TikTok as well. So,
yeah.
Or like when you're doing your makeup for that day, if you're really, really reaching for the stars, you could film your makeup tutorial that day and or hair mm-hmm. while you're doing it. I don't know. It does get to be a lot, but that way you can like maximize your content.
Yeah.
Per se. But yeah, just experiment with different platforms and just content and see what you like, see what works for you. Like, I just don't think it's worth forcing something if you don't like it. I've said this before, I'm not really a words person. Like, I love looking at photos and aesthetic things. They just mm-hmm. tickle my brain and make me happy. So like, I was never that into Twitter. Like, I've just never... it's just never been yeah. my thing. So it's like when Threads came out, like, it's just not,
it like I'm really
I don't know anyway. Just like, it just for me it sounded more exhausting than exciting, and I was like, I don't want to stretch myself too thin and feel like I have to do another thing when I don't really love word format mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So I feel like that's how you kind of want to think about it when going into it, so that you don't overdo it and burn out and then yeah. you're just over it basically. But
so it really is a full-time job. Like, oh my god, talking about this is like so it really is a full-time job. So I don't know,
it's more than a full-time job. I'm just gonna yeah, say longer that hours. Like, it's a lot.
It's like yeah. minimum 12 honestly.
Yeah, it's a lot. Another thing too, are blogs coming back, question mark? Are we building our own website?
Like, I feel like people like to build a website, but like, I just want to know, are consumers actually going on the websites and like reading what's on there? Maybe if they're really connected. Yeah. But could be fun to like build
yeah up. I mean, I feel like again. I've kept my blog yeah, from when we started them, when it like blogger era was the thing. I feel like it's fun to have your own little personal space on the internet that's your curation, and you get to
yeah, and no
control everything
away.
And it's like your domain, it's your platform. I started doing like last year kind of so started doing this thing where I have a blog post that basically is my Instagram feed. So like, if Instagram were ever to go away, I have a blog post that's like just the whole year of like the photo basically.
Love if that makes
sense. Just so I could have that for myself,
yeah,
you know, to look back on. So, and then I link to the LTK post if people ever want to shop. Honestly, I have no idea if anyone looks at that blog post. That one's definitely for me. But I think it's just fun to have your own space yeah. and your own stuff. So I feel like that's a good way. And also yeah. I feel like it doesn't hurt your business. And if anything, I feel like it helps legitimize, because it's like, oh, this
it's like
girl,
giving well-rounded, this,
you know? Yeah. Like, she takes it seriously. Like, she's really invested in this. Like, she really cares. Like, this isn't just yeah. like a hobby.
Also, if like all platforms went dark, like, people could go to your website and
yeah.
get any information, updates, or like yeah. where else to find you on that. It is just mm-hmm. nice knowing that you have something that is yours and it's not controlled by another company and no one can take it away or shut it down without you approving it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. So maybe this is your sign, if you're into that, to start your mm-hmm. own website. And then I feel like it's a good place too that you can even like put your links there. So if people are searching, like, you can have your Amazon storefront on it, like your Revolve favorites, mm-hmm. your LTK, like, you can really curate it and make it a really easy way for people to shop certain things. So I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, again, if everything were to go dark, people could still find you. So I feel like that's a fun thing too. Mm. I feel like, yeah, that's like kind of pretty much it. I feel like the takeaways from this is just that, are we safe? Question mark. With this 90-day extension for the ban, because like, are we literally gonna be here again in 90 days?
Yeah, honestly, or... see ya with the part two to this episode in 90 days. But yeah. I feel like, yeah, this you're is right. gonna be brought back up, or this was a stunt by the president to like.
But it's like, why would China do that? Like, they don't get along.
Yeah, like, I have, you know what I mean? No
why?
Idea.
It, what is happening?
Like, what kind of deal,
like, what is happening?
Yeah, I know. No one knows. Like, there's
something
so many
is going on.
Theories.
Something shady is happening.
Yeah, people are also on the app today saying, like, they're scrolling, like, what? Like, they feel dirty on the app, and it just doesn't feel the same. So, yeah, not marked safe yet. We'll see what happens. I feel like there's also just not a lot of information. Like, we are truly in the dark on this. So we'll see. But I feel like it does.
Well, I feel like no one knows what's happening. Do the politicians even know what's happening? Like, do people even know what this ban is like?
Like, I have truly no idea.
Because why did it go dark again when the ban was just, like, taking it out of the app store and not updating it?
Yeah, and apparently, like, the app did not need to shut down. Like, they literally... And I don't know, but... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a good time to reflect, ask yourself some questions. Like, what would have been your plan? Are you saving money if this was to ever happen? Because I feel like it's so easy not to put money away. But then things like this happen, and then you're like, oh my God, if I didn't have money saved, like, I actually would have been screwed. So,
like, it would have been so crazy if you think about it, because I feel like so many brands have invested so much into TikTok and their budgets into TikTok and like all these campaigns and creators who are so invested into TikTok, and then it's just like gone.
I'm really, really curious if brands are going to
are
like
they
gonna
start
take...
work, like keep working.
I know. Yeah, I wonder if they're gonna shift budget, because like I think as much of a wake up call as it was to content creators, I'm wondering if it's also a wake up call to brands that we're still not marked safe. I wonder if they're like going to be investing as much into TikTok, but
I feel like it's kind of like you said, are they going to be more hesitant, or are they going to go really hard while it's up for 90 days? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like,
so I feel
now
like some brands
like
definitely are so into TikTok, like for Tarte, for example.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they would be a brand that would go so hard for the next 90 days to just really get it all out there. But I feel like a lot of brands are probably going to shift their strategy and maybe pull a little bit out of TikTok because it is so uncertain.
Yeah.
And like, did anyone have a brand collaboration on TikTok for like in 2 weeks? And then
I know
did the brand say anything to you when
too. Like,
when
did they
TikTok went
it?
Away? Right. Were they like, we need to postpone this, we need to shift this to Instagram, like we're canceling, like what was the situation there?
I know. I'm just so curious. Like, I seriously have so many questions about the logistics of what just happened.
I know. I feel like everyone's brains is still just kind of processing. Like, we were in a state of shock, and now this week, everyone's really going to be thinking and processing everything that happened. And I'm not going to process until next week, because I'm going to go roll around in the snow and not think about this and not let this affect my mental health. And then when we get back, then I'll start to like kind of think and ponder about my strategies.
Yeah,
because also, if you haven't done your vision boards yet and you haven't set your goals yet, you're not alone and you're not behind.
It's just been crazy,
so chaotic,
like so chaotic, so crazy. I feel like I did like a rough draft with my sister in December when we had some free time, but I don't know. There's so much more I want to add to it. It's truly a rough draft. So Yeah, it has just been a very loud.
And I feel like, too, it can stay a rough draft all year. Like, you can continuously change it. You can add to it. You can take away from it. Like, it's not something, I feel like people make it seem like it has to be this thing that's set in stone.
Yeah.
That is, like, concrete once you finish it. And, like, that's it. And then, like, that's what you're going for all year. And I just feel like as you get older, you just realize things change and, like, your priorities change. And, like, I don't know. That's why I feel like I'm not, like, I definitely want to make one. I love the aesthetic of it. I love looking at it. It's so pretty. But I just, like, haven't had the biggest motivation to do it yet because I'm just, like, I don't, like, I'm not ready yet. I've started saving my images to my Pinterest board. Just when I see something, if it inspires me, I'm, like, save that, save that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to, like, sit down and, like, really work on that, but I haven't done it yet, and I honestly I'm not stressed about it, which I'm really proud of myself, shouldn't be.
I feel like it's like whenever it feels right, like that's when you were supposed to make it
right. So yeah, if you're in the same boat, you are not alone. Still have not made my vision board yet, and I think that's like pretty much it. Again, if you haven't already, here's your reminder to diversify your content, explore other platforms,
repurpose to different platforms. Yes. Yeah, pretty crazy. Seriously, the craziest start to a year.
I like the word that you said, well-rounded. I think as creators, that's something we should all really strive for, is having that well-roundedness and like doing, being able to adapt and do multiple things and not just be like one type of creator. So
yeah, it's like your really resume. Like have a well-rounded resume with your extracurriculars and academics.
Because then, like, when you are pitching brands, you can be like, hey, I also have this platform. It might not be as big, but it's still an option to repurpose. Yeah. And that could get you some more money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just repurposing.
It's just more reach. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel like that's a good word for this month.
Love that. Well-rounded.
Yeah. Okay. And then to wrap up this episode, hopefully that wasn't too chaotic. I honestly feel like I kind of blacked out. I'm like,
no, I feel like it was good. I feel like we were following what was on our minds, and I'm sure like there's no like organized way to talk about this because it was literally a chaotic mess. So
chaotic. Just like, just that feeling when you like black out and you don't really remember because you're just so...
Yeah, Lotus, let us know your guys' thoughts and, like, I don't know. I'm just so curious what everyone is thinking.
Yeah, we'll put up, we should put up a little box.
Yes.
And be like, what are your thoughts on the TikTok band? Yeah. Like, tell us. Okay, to wrap up this episode, because we need to finish packing and be on our merry way to the snow, who do you want to share the listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Karina Maxis. Her Instagram handle is at KarinaMaxis. She is just a super sweet and supportive listener. She messaged us saying that she doesn't miss an episode, which truly makes our hearts melt. Thank you for listening.
So sweet.
And she just has a really cute, chic style. She has a ton of little selfies in her closet, and I just love all of her outfits. So that's some good outfit inspo. And yeah, shout out to you, Karina. Thanks for listening.
Yay. Well, thank you guys so much. We hope you enjoyed this week's chaotic episode. Yes. What a crazy start to the year.
Literally.
And yeah, we will chat in our next episode. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.